Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
A business entity is just a few pieces of paper and a bank account.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Brandon Luke. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Going well, and I'm really excited to have you on the show because we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about on the Best Ever Show yet, and that is how to build your business line of credit so that you have more purchasing power. And a little bit about Brandon before he gets into his background in more detail. He's a U.S. Army veteran. He's an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. He's purchased a home in 2007, and he's also done a lease option on a condo. And now he's focusing his efforts on a multifamily property. Do you still have an ice cream truck business?
You know what? Actually, I had two ice cream trucks, and because I realized it was so distracting doing that, I sold one of them, but I kept my original one in the backyard to get out of jail free card because it is a great business.
There you go. And I guarantee you, he is the only best ever guest that has ice cream truck in his backyard. In his backyard. So usually I let the best ever guest talk about their interesting fact, but we kind of just comboed it. So we're good on that. That is by far an interesting fact. He's based in Tucson, Arizona, and you can say hi to him at his blog, allbrandonluke.com. So with that being said, Brandon, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Hey, Joe, first off, I'd just like to thank you for having me on the show today and being able to talk with you and the best ever listeners. And just a quick shout out I would like to make. I'd like to say thanks to Joshua Dorkin and all the guys over at the Bigger Pockets crew for just giving me a forum to share my knowledge that I do have. As far as my background, I served 7 years in the military as a military police officer. And of that, I spent a year in South Korea and a year in Baghdad. Left the military in 2006, and I pursued opportunities with the federal government. I worked as a security contractor for the Department of Energy. Working with the Department of Energy, it was a very time consuming job. It seemed like all my time was just focused on that job. So I kind of lost my passion. I lost my focus. And I just overall, like over the years, I just became really disgusted with going to work. I know that sounds kind of strong, but that was just my feelings at the time. So in 2012, I started coming up with a plan because I knew, I was like, man, I gotta get out of here. You know, I gotta do something because, you know, I'm a very ambitious guy. I always try to do things and it just wasn't happening. So I came up with a plan. I got my plan in action and I ended up leaving in 2013. Well, I think bad luck hits everybody, you know, whether it's luck, whatever you want to call it. Well, 2 months after I left my job, I ended up getting in a car accident. So I ended up getting a back injury. I couldn't walk very well for about 3 months. At the same time, my mom was having some health issues with diabetes and she had to start using some insulin. So around the end of that year, I kind of stepped up. I moved back home to take care of my mom because my dad's a truck driver and he really couldn't get home very often. So in doing that, you know, I came back and was helping her out and also healing myself as far as my back injury. And that kind of just led to me where I am today. I totally refocused my life. I spend all my time just focusing on real estate. I try to stay immersed in real estate and I try to stay focused. So anything I can do to stay focused and keep learning and keep progressing, that's what I'm doing. And that's kind of what brought me here talking to you today by writing my blog and provided this opportunity.
First off, I hope your mom is doing well and I hope your back's feeling a lot better.
Well, not really 100% of my back, but my mom has made a complete turnaround. So I'm really happy
good.
About that.
Good, good, good. That's first and foremost the number one thing. And as far as a business standpoint, let's talk about business credit and how to get more purchasing power, because you have experience doing research and then implementing it with actually the ice cream business. And you're a current real estate investor, you have property, and you also have this experience increasing business line of credit. So let's talk about how do you increase your business line of credit?
Well, to begin with, you have to have a business to increase the credit. You know, I started out sharing this strategy with just my friends, you know, because my friends are around, they hear me talk a lot. So I'm always talking about what I'm doing and I try to help them out. So the first step in doing this is forming a legal business entity. And a lot of people that aren't familiar with this type of stuff, when I talk to them about it, they automatically assume that when you have a business, you have to do something, kind of like my ice cream truck business. They assume you got to automatically go out and start selling, but that's not really the case. A business entity is just a few pieces of paper and a bank account. So the first step would be to get out and form a business entity. And there's a lot of books on it. So you could take your pick of whatever book you wanted. So you could learn the structures. And so you get out there and you form it. And once you have that, I think it costs $50 with Arizona. So then once you have all your paperwork stamped from the state and you have all that going, you go to the second step, which is obtaining your EIN number, employment identification number. So like the way I explain it to people is it's similar to your social security number, and forming a business is like almost have it creating another person. So you're creating another person with a clean slate as far as credit history, and now you control that person. So to me, that's always been the best way that I explain it to people that don't really understand about business. With the IRS, you get your EIN number. You can call them up. It takes about 5 minutes to get your EIN number. And then once you get that EIN number, you take all your paperwork. You take your IRS printout that they're going to give you. You take your papers from the state that you formed saying, you know, hey, this is my business. Take that down to the bank, and now you can open a bank account, just like you would a personal bank account. If you've opened a bank account before, it's pretty much the same process, except you got a little bit extra paperwork. So you go down to the bank, you get your bank account, you make your initial deposit, and some people don't have a lot of money, so they may have to spread this out. But after you form your bank account, you can go back to your bank or to another bank, and you can ask them about their secured credit card. And basically what the secured credit card is, you make a deposit, and they put this deposit into a savings account, like a CD. And they use that as security to provide you with a credit card. So if you don't pay the credit card, they're going to keep your certificate of deposit. And that's really pretty much all there is to it to build credit. And then like I said in my blog post, you wait and you work on other things and you make your payments. Like, I can't stress the importance of making your payments on time and not using all your credit limit, but I try to keep it below 30%. So that way the bank can see that you can manage your money right. You know, you're not going to overextend yourself. And if you've had credit issues in the past, you know, it's a good time to just realize that you have a clean slate and try to do things a little bit better.
One of the keys is, once you have your entity, as you said, to immediately create a bank account. And that's something that whenever I was starting out, I wish I would have heard these four steps that you just went through. Have a biz, obtain the EIN number, open a bank account, get a secured credit card. It's those four steps. It's really simple. But what I did, and I assumed this and I assumed incorrectly, I assumed that if I had the LLC, the business entity, then I would automatically just start getting credit because I've got a business on the books and it's doing okay. Well, there's no bank account, but I'm not losing money either. And the clock starts ticking in terms of how seasoned your company is from a financial institution standpoint, from a lender standpoint, based on when you open up that checking account, when you open up the account with the bank. And that's really important. So as soon as you create your LLC, it's important to hustle over, get the EIN number, and then open up that checking account.
Exactly. I totally agree with you, Joe, because that's what they're looking for. You know, every bank is different. Like, I've seen so many things. Sometimes they want 6 months in business. Sometimes they want a year. Sometimes they want 2 years. And those are the things they look for. They look for that bank account, and they look for when you actually formed your business with the state. Say if you don't have the money to open a checking account right now. To me, if you have the money to go and form the business legally, you know, as far as getting your paperwork squared with the state, then that is extremely important, because that counts towards your time as, you know, you being in business. You may not be doing anything, but on paper, you've been in business since that date.
Based on your experience, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice ever would be to stay focused, stay persistent, and stay disciplined.
What's that mean to you?
What that means to me is, say, in my experience, I got comfortable at a good paying job and I lost my focus. It was too easy almost, you know, it was too easy. So anything that's too easy, it makes you lose your focus. Staying disciplined is, you know, when you get that secured credit card, making those payments on time and only using 30% of the available credit, because it's really important. So you got the discipline and the focus and persistence, because like me, you know, bad things are going to happen. Life is going to come up. You know, the whole thing with my car accident, my mom doing that, it could have been negative, but I chose to turn it around. I was persistent, I stayed positive, and everything worked out.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm totally ready.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book that I've read is called Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate. And that's by Robert Helms and Russell Gray.
Great book.
The reason that I say that is because of the very first chapter, they have a fictional story in there about two investors. It's called The Tale of Two Investors. If you've never invested in real estate or you're interested, reading that book will give you a picture of what your choices will end up taking you to. So they have a story about one of the guys, he's persistent, he's going to the real estate meetings, he's learning. Then the other guy, who's the well-paid boss, and you know, he's out taking vacations, he's buying boats, he's buying cars. It's a really good story, in my opinion.
And the authors of that book also have radio/podcast called The Real Estate Guys Radio Network. So highly recommend checking that out too. And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
The best ever personal growth experience for me was leaving a well-paying job where I was making good income, the challenges that came after that. It's very scary, you know, leaving a job like that. For me, I got so much personal development. Like, my attitude is so much more positive than it was when I was there. Having a good paying job, in my opinion, is not always the best thing for ambition and creativity.
Best ever success habit you practice?
What I practice, I've actually written about this in my blog, and I've said it before in this interview, practicing patience, persistence, and discipline. And one of the examples that I can give you of that is everywhere I take a lot of flack from this from my friends. I drive slow. I go between 5 and 10 miles under the speed limit everywhere I go. So everywhere I go, I'm driving slow. But the reason I do that is because if I'm not patient enough to wait an extra 10 minutes or plan my day accordingly to where I can take that extra 10 minutes to get where I'm going, I'm not gonna have the patience or discipline when I'm seeing a house and I fall in love with it and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta have this house or I've gotta have this apartment complex. I'm not gonna be able to walk away because I'm so wrapped up in instant gratification. So for me, driving slow has really helped, you know, improve my patience and discipline and persistence.
Just picture you as an MP in South Korea pulling people over and saying, hey, don't get so wrapped up in instant gratification. You need to slow down and drive the speed limit.
Oh, man, Joe. Honestly, this has only come about in my later years. When I was younger, oh, man, I was just like everybody else. I was speeding all over the place. This is actually, wisdom comes with age.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal I've done was, I talked about it earlier, I took control of a condo with a lease option for $1,000.
Best ever project you're excited about right now?
Right now, Joe, I'm totally excited about just sharing my knowledge with people. I love writing. I love writing my blog. I love reading people's comments that find it helpful. Right now, that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about real estate. I'm excited about writing. And I'm actually pursuing getting licensed as a realtor. I want to help home buyers get that same experience because I just love it. You know, I just love real estate. I'm just trying to help as many people as possible.
Best ever quote?
Best ever quote. My quote, I actually wrote this down. It's from Angelo Remora. He's always writing it. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. He always puts it on there, but it is, when you're dreaming, I'm out achieving. And so to me, that's great because it just really reflects, you know, a lot of investors, they're just out there getting it. They're out there in progress and they just don't give up. They don't sleep. To me, it's just a great quote. It's very motivational.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
The biggest mistake I've ever made was getting complacent, getting comfortable, and losing my focus. And that was back with the story with the job that I was at.
Brandon, what's the best ever place to reach you?
You can reach out to me on Facebook. You can find me on Bigger Pockets, allbrandonloop.com.
Brandon, thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. The takeaway is clear, and that is building your business line of credit from scratch, the four-step process. It is one, have a business, so you got to form a legal entity. Two, obtain your EIN number. Three, open up that bank account. And four, get a secured credit card, and you're well on your way. I also really was inspired by your story of when you left your good paying job and you had all these ambitions and things you wanted to do, and then boom, real life situations hit that need to be addressed, car accident, your mom's health, and then that made you have to delay and course correct a little bit. And then I imagine you would agree that you came out even stronger after that process because of what you learned from it. And I am so grateful that you're on the show sharing your advice with the best ever listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.